Hey, welcome back. So I am so excited for this week. We are going to be discussing a topic that really just gets my heart rate up and I get excited about, and that is employee motivation. This is an essential topic for any aspiring business leader or aspiring professional. Employees are the number one asset for a business. Without employees, there's not much a business can do. All right, we're going to explore how motivation works, why it matters, and how organizations can inspire their people to perform at their best. Let's discover how motivation can transform the workplace into a place of purpose and productivity. Motivation is a force that drives people to act. It stems from an unmet need and desires, pushing individuals to pursue goals that bring satisfaction. These needs can be physical, emotional, or psychological. Rewards, both intrinsic, like pride and fulfillment, and extrinsic, like bonuses and promotions, play a key role in this process. Frederick Taylor, a pioneer of scientific management, believed that productivity could be improved through economic incentives and standardized work methods. His approach, though effective in boosting efficiency, assumed that people are primarily motivated by money. This view was later challenged by more human-centered theories that recognize the complexity of human motivation. While Taylor focused on structure and efficiency, the next wave of research shifted its attention to people and relationships. So let's look at how the Hawthorne studies changed the way we think about motivation. In the 1930s, Elton Mayo and his team conducted experiments at the Western Electric Hawthorne plant. Right, this is back in the 30s, almost 100 years ago. They discovered that workers increased productivity not because of changes in lighting or schedules, but because they felt valued and noticed. This phenomenon, known as the Hawthorne effect, revealed that social factors and attention from management significantly impacted motivation. This isn't anything new, right? Philippians 2:4 encourages us, and it says, "Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others." Right? When employees feel cared for, they are more likely to engage and perform. Building on these insights, psychologists began to explore the deeper needs that drive human behavior. One of the most influential thinkers in this arena was Abraham Maslow. I'm sure some of you have heard the Maslow's hierarchies of needs. If not, we're just going to do a quick overview. So Maslow proposed that human needs are arranged in a hierarchy: physiological, safety, social, esteem, and self-actualization. People are motivated to satisfy lower level needs before moving on to the higher ones. For example, a person must have food and shelter before seeking friendship and recognition. Right? In the workplace, this means that providing fair wages, job security, and a sense of belonging, opportunities for advancement, and personal growth are all needed. People are motivated by different things based on where they are at in their hierarchy of needs. Companies like Wegmans have successfully applied Maslow's theory by addressing employee needs at every level, from health benefits to career development. While Maslow focused on needs, Douglas McGregor explored how managers' beliefs about employees influence their leadership style. So let's look at his theory X and theory Y. Theory X assumes that people dislike work and must be controlled, while theory Y believes people are self-motivated and seek responsibilities. Managers who adopt theory Y tend to empower employees, leading to greater engagement and innovation. Companies like Starbucks and Whole Foods exemplify theory Y by fostering trust and collaboration. Another key contributor to motivation theory was Frederick Hertzberg, who distinguished between factors that cause satisfaction and those that prevent dissatisfaction. All right, let's explore his motivator hygiene theory. Hertzberg found that job satisfaction comes from intrinsic motivations like achievement and recognition, while dissatisfaction stems from extrinsic factors like poor working conditions. Improving hygiene factors prevents dissatisfaction, but true motivation requires enriching the job itself. This means giving employees meaningful work, autonomy, and opportunities to grow. As workplaces evolved, so did our understanding of motivation. All right, now let's look at four contemporary theories that offer practical insights in today's managers. So the first one that we're going to talk about is expectancy theory. Sorry. It suggests that people are motivated when they believe their effort will lead to performance and rewards that they value. Right, so you do something and you're going to get some kind of performance or reward that they value. It doesn't have to be money, it could be anything. Equity theory emphasizes fairness. Employees compare their input and outcomes to others and adjust their behavioral authority accordingly. Sorry. Goal setting theory shows that specific challenging goals combined with feedback lead to higher performance. Right, so somebody is motivated by goals. You set a goal in front of them and challenge them and give them feedback, they will give you higher performance. And then the reinforcement theory focuses on consequences. Positive enforcement encourages desired behaviors. Together, these theories help managers create environments where people feel capable, valued, and rewarded. Understanding theory is important, but how do we apply it in a real workplace? So let's explore how managers can design jobs and schedules to boost motivation. Managers can redesign jobs through enlargement, enrichment, and rotation to make work more engaging. There's flexible schedules now, such as flex time, compressed work weeks, telecommuting, you know, also called hybrid work, or complete work from home. This can help employees balance work and their life. Also, another option is job sharing. It allows two people to split one role, offering flexibility and collaboration. Recognition and empowerment are also powerful motivators. When employees are trusted to make decisions and are acknowledged for their contributions, they feel valued and inspired. As 1 Thessalonians tells us, encourage one another and build each other up. A culture of encouragement fuels motivation. Finally, let's look at some trends in employee motivations that are shaping the future of work. Right, organizations are investing in education and training. There's employee ownership out there. There's work-life benefits, and there's support for knowledge workers. These are all important things to help motivate employees. There's other things like sabbaticals, wellness program, increased time off for expectant mothers and fathers, and flexible benefits help employees stay healthy and engaged. Companies are also addressing absenteeism and turnover by creating positive and supportive cultures. Motivating employees is an art and a science, and I love it because every day is a new day and each person is different and each person has a little bit different way to be motivated. So that requires managers and leaders to understand and get to know their people, right? It requires understanding human needs, applying proven theories, and creating a workplace where people can thrive. As you move forward in your studies and career, remember that people are at the heart of every organization. Lead with empathy, recognize potential, and inspire others to do their best. Thanks for joining me in this great conversation on motivation. I pray that your journey is filled with purpose, growth, and joy, and we'll see you next week. God bless.